We got it. Hand-breaded, down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Dear Truckin' Awesome, want more horsepower in the stable? The Tundra iForce Max is all the truck you need with its electrifying twin-turbo V6. Saddle up the Tacoma TRD Pro. Its segment-first performance seats smooth the shocks when things get bumpy. And the Toyota 4Runner tames the trails when nature plays tough. And that signature power rear window? Oh, yes, sir. Toyota Trucks. Toyota. Let's go places.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from American Family Field. It's a 3-3 ball game. 9 innings weren't enough. We play 10. Yoel Piamps takes over on the mound for the crew. And on the mic for us, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you so much, Lane. Jose Fermin comes out to pinch run for the catcher, Pedro Páez. He'll be the automatic runner placed at second base. And it'll be the number 9 batter, Michael Ciani, to greet Yoel Piamps. 3-3 the score and the pitch. Round a bunt, but pulls back and takes inside ball one. So Fermin giving the Cardinals more speed at second base. Ciani's 0-3 tonight. Just recently back off of the injured list. Piamps ready to work. Corner infielder's charge. He bunts the ball over to the third baseman. Ortiz has only one play. It's at first. Get it there in time. Second baseman Terang took the throw. That was a great sacrifice bunt by Michael Ciani. And so the automatic runner for Mean, able to get to third base with one out. And you've got the electric rookie Mason Wynn coming to the plate, looking to give the Cardinals the lead. Yoel Piamps coming into his 59th outing, and he misses down and away ball one. 3-6. He's got 6 saves and a 3.55 earned run average. Wynn is 1-4. The first inning double opened the game. Infield's all the way in on the 1-0. Swing ground ball to short. It's right at Adames. He'll look the runner back and throw to first in time to get Mason Wynn. Second time tonight, Brewers bring the infield in and a ground ball was hit right to Willie. That is a massive second out in the 10th. And now it's Alec Burleson into the plate. Piamps with an opportunity to strand that automatic runner. Burleson 0-4 with 2 strikeouts in the pitch. Right in there, knee-high, strike one. Burleson has been the Cardinals' best hitter for most of this season. 21 homers, left-handed bat, and before the 0-1, Contreras calls timeout. Was pointing something to the home plate umpire Lance Barrett, pointing out towards the outfield. Something had come loose on the left field warning track, and I believe that Jackson Churio had to go retrieve. Now ready to go, 0-1 on Burleson with the runner at third. Piamps kicks 0-1 pitch, down and away. 95-mile-an-hour sinker. Piamps coming in as the fourth reliever of the night. The bullpen's been brilliant. The 1-1 pitch. Burleson swings through a high fastball. 1-2. Crowd of just over 20,000 announced, making noise to help Piamps. The 1-2 pitch, down in the dirt, laid off the slider, did Alec Burleson. Looks like the Cardinals will go to their closer, Ryan Helsley, when we get to the bottom of the 10th. Will he have a lead, or will he be trying to keep the game going? It's a 3-3 score. Payam's 2-2 pitch, swung on, fell back. Poked the fastball into the screen, did Burleson. The pinch runner for Mean is 90 feet away. Brewers playing their first extra inning game here at home in over 2 months. Payam's ready, another 2-2. Missed high. Fastball, and it's a full count. And Nolan Arenado's in the on-deck circle. A very big pitch from Yoel with two out in the 10th. He's got his sign from Contreras. The 3-2 coming. He missed. Threw a changeup, and it was low for ball four. So the Cardinals get their first base runner against Yoel. It's a Burleson base on balls, and here comes Arenado. So they did not give Alec Burleson a fastball to hit there, 3-2. Arenado has been slumping. Last time he lined out and smashed his bat in frustration a couple of innings ago. 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly tonight. They're on the corners in the pitch. Beautiful slider. A knee-buckling strike one. The Brewers, though, know oh too well how dangerous Arenado can be. He's got their full attention. 0-1 pitch. Fly ball center field is going to backtrack Perkins, but he's got room right in front of the warning track. Blake reaches up and makes the catch. Payam strands that automatic runner in the 10th. Arenado flies to deep center. Liberatore is going back to the mound. And so it'll be the Cardinals lefty trying to keep the game going, tied at 3. Brewers hope to walk it off next on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Service and savings. It's Woodman.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on Waiwega cheese.
8 ounce Waiwega cream cheese slices or shreds, 3 for $5 or $1.69 each.
Hot, hot prices on cheese.
Waiwega cheese, all varieties, 3 for $5 or $1.69 each.
Ay caramba, incredible prices on famous Waiwega cheese.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
The 10th inning, Sal Frelick is the automatic runner placed at second base, and Reese Hoskins will lead off against lefty Matthew Liberatore. First pitch, called a strike, didn't have to be, on the upper outside corner. Liberatore was great in the ninth, had a 1-2-3 inning. And so the acting manager, Turner Ward, stays with him instead of going to the closer, Ryan Helsley, in a 3-3 game. The 0-1. That one is high. Taken by Hoskins. Ball one. Frelick made the final out in the ninth, and so that's why he's the man at second base. Good speed, as you know. If he scores, the game ends. 1-1 on Reese. Now the pitch. Breaking ball low. Took the slider below the knees. 2-1. Hoskins 0-for-3 tonight. Joey Ortiz will be next, and then Bryce Terang is due. Leading off the bottom of the 10th, the 2-1, taken for a high strike. This is a fastball, very borderline, 2-2. It's been a pretty pitcher-friendly zone from Lance Barrett. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball down and in. It glances off the glove of the new catcher, but not far enough away for Frelick to try to advance to third. That is Ivan Herrera. Now the backstop. Remember, the Cardinals pinch ran for Pedro Páez in the top of the inning. So Herrera now catching. 3-2 on Hoskins. Liberatore doesn't have to give in to him. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and popped foul into the seats on the first base side. He did give him a fastball. It was a good one. It was a 98-mile-an-hour pitch. Last time the Brewers played an extra inning game at home, all the way back on June 26th, they walked off Texas. Can they do it to the Cardinals? 3-2, very high, ball four. Hoskins patiently works a leadoff walk. Reese is aboard at first. That run is irrelevant. But you'd rather be on base than not. Does set up a potential ground ball double play as Joey Ortiz comes to the plate against Liberatore, the lefty. We'll see if he is bunting. He squares to bunt. First pitch, he drops the bunt to the third baseman, Arenado, and the only place at first. Throw over there is in time, but the sacrifice is successful by Ortiz. It was a perfect one. Goldschmidt took the throw. Over to third, Frelick representing the winning run with only one out. And up to second also goes Hoskins. And it brings up Bryce Terang, lefty versus lefty against Liberatore, trying to win the ballgame. Bryce has a double against the lefty earlier, the starter Matz. Infield in the pitch, he squared the bunt, pulled back though, and it was low and away, ball one. That was probably a safety squeeze right there. The runner at third, Frelick, wasn't breaking, so it wasn't the suicide squeeze. But Bryce was thinking about laying one down. Tied at three. The 1-0 pitch squares again, and this time he bunts it foul into the catcher's mitt. It's a strike. On a late square, he was trying, I think, to drag a bunt. I think he wanted to make the first baseman field it, which makes sense to try to get the runner in from third, but he fouled it. So 1-1 on Terang. Tough matchup against Liberatore, who steps off and uses a disengagement. Brewers hoping to win it in the bottom of the 10th. The 1-1 pitch, no bunt, swing, ground ball to the pitcher. Runner breaks for the plate, fielded and thrown home by Liberatore, and Frelick is tagged out. They put the contact play on, and it backfired there. Frelick out by plenty on a slow chopper to the pitcher hit by Terang. Hoskins advances to third. Bryce is safe at first, but there are now two away. I guess it's worth trying to come home there because you're going to have Hoskins get to third regardless on the second out.
There's no harm done. You still have the winning run 90 feet away, and there was going to be a second out somewhere on that play.
And Jack Centurio is the hitter with a chance to be the hero, unless they walk him. Cardinals are thinking about it. They are going to walk him, I think. They're pointing out at home plate umpire Lance Barrett. I would walk him.
I know what I would do.
Finally, they point to first base. There was a little indecision there. But Churio does get the intentional walk, and that'll load him up for Blake Perkins with two out in the 10th. Crowd is booing. But the way Jack Centurio is swinging it, who among them wouldn't have done the same thing if they were the Cardinals? And that's no slight meant against Blake Perkins either.
No, not at all. Blake's been swinging extremely well of late. But Jack Centurio is one of the hottest hitters in baseball.
So Hoskins at third. He represents the game-winning run. Up to second goes Terang on the intentional walk. bases loaded for Blake Perkins.
Brewers signed Jackson to that extension in the offseason. He hadn't played in the big leagues yet. You think they'd be pleased knowing he's getting intentionally walked in September?
Strike called from Liberatore to Perkins. Yeah, I think so.
Out of respect, too. Not to set up a double play or anything like that. That's just straight up, we don't want you to beat us.
Perkins, three flyouts and a strikeout. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Threw the fastball right by him to Liberatore, and it's nothing in two. Jared Koenig's up in the bullpen. If we go to the 11th, he'll be the pitcher. Perkins hoping to battle from behind in the counts with the bases loaded. Liberatore's 0-2, swing and a miss. High fastball chased up and out of the zone, and he struck him out. And so Liberatore does what Pyomps had done in the top of the inning. Get out of a runner at third and one out situation. And we play on to an 11th for the second time in 3 days for the Brewers. Tied at three on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Hey, Tony, we're going to need a little more wood for the fire. Nothing beats the taste of fresh Usinger brats on an open flame.
Did you get more firewood?
Open the back of the truck.
These are bats, Bob.
Beautiful Wisconsin hardwoods, aged 50 years and touched by nothing, not even a baseball.
Oh, wow.
Usinger brats cooked on Mr. Baseball bats. Doesn't get any better than that.
Just not summer without them.
You said it, pal.
Left-hander Jared Koenig becomes the fifth man out of the bullpen tonight for the Brewers. We go to the 11th inning. It is tied at three, and the Cardinals are going to send out Nolan Arenado at second base. He is the automatic runner. And Brendan Donovan, the cleanup man, is going to greet Koenig on a lefty-lefty matchup. Josh Maurer with Lane Grindle. Yoel Pyomps, a scoreless 10th. There have been five innings by the bullpen. They haven't given up any runs and only one hit. Donovan up there, runner at second. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball one. Brendan, 1-for-4, a bloop double all the way back in the first inning. Cardinals scored two of their three runs tonight in the first. Pitching has been great late. And now it's Koenig, the 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. Jared Koenig pitching his 47th game as a Brewer. 8-3 with a 2.25 earned run average for the big lefty. Donovan waits. Arenado leads. The 1-1. Outside that time on a cut fastball. Brewers have played extra innings now three times in the last 5 days, going back to the Cincinnati series over the weekend when they had a couple of them. A lot of baseball. The 2-1 coming. Donovan fouls it back on the third base side, and that'll get up well out of play. 2-2. He had a Friday doubleheader. And game one went 10. Sunday, 11 innings at the end of that four-game series, and at least 11 tonight on Tuesday. The 2-2. Swing ground ball up the middle at the shortstop. Adames fields near the bag. The runner takes off for third, and Willie has to let him get there. He throws out Brendan Donovan at first. Good base running by Arenado. He advances to third, so a productive out by Brendan Donovan at the end of the day. And that brings up Paul Goldschmidt. just where that ground ball was hit. Normally something hit the shortstop, it's risky, but it was so near the second base bag that Arenado knew he could make it. And here is Goldschmidt, infield in, taking strike one at the top of the zone. He's had a great night, driven in two of the three Cardinal runs, an RBI double, and his 21st homer of the year. The one pitch, line foul right field side, and that drifts out of play by Goldschmidt. Koenig has him in an 0-2 hole. Jared will be pitching for the punch-out. Goldschmidt hoping to protect. There it comes, 0-2 pitch. Ground ball back through the middle and into center field. Base hit, Goldschmidt does it. On a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, he slammed it back through the box, and scoring is the automatic runner, Arenado. The Cardinals lead it 4-3.
That pretty much assures you'll see Helsley now in the bottom half of the inning. And still some work to do to get out of this, but man, Paul Goldschmidt looks like a different player than the guy we saw earlier this season. I know we've said it before over the course of this game tonight, and we talked about it yesterday, but he looks like Paul Goldschmidt again.
He has almost single-handedly tried to win them this game and put them in a position to win. That was really impressive. So now he's at first with one out still. We're in the 11th, 4-3 Cardinals. Lars Nootbaar up there took strike one. The one pitch squibbed foul to the backstop, and it's now nothing in two. Listen, when you're seeing a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-2, it is hard to drill it the way that Goldschmidt just did. It was going to be a hit regardless of the infield being in or not. 0-2 pitch. Nootbaar checks the swing, but the ball hits his bat awkwardly and rolls foul. Goldschmidt tonight, 3-for-5 with 3 of the 4 Cardinals runs batted in. Unearned run charge to Koenig. And as Lane said, now you got to deal with one of the top closers in baseball in the bottom of the 11th. Helsley's been getting loose. The 1-2 on Nootbaar. The pitch outside. 1-2. Lars Nootbaar 2-for-4. A couple of singles. Four-three St. Louis. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Curveball clipped the lower inside corner, and Koenig throws Nootbaar for the second out. His first ortho ASAP strikeout. So two away, and here comes Victor Scott II. The rookie speedster batting for the first time tonight. This was originally Jordan Walker's spot in the order. Scott hitting only 167. Lefty-lefty, then he swings and misses. Due up in the bottom of the 11th, you got the meat of the order. Contreras, Gary Sanchez, Adamas. Now the Brewers will still have a chance. Hope to be just trailing by one. The one, strike two. A high strike there from Koenig. On a fastball, 0-2 on Victor Scott. Hoskins is holding on Goldschmidt at first. Koenig ready. The 0-2 pitch outside. Cut fastball, ball one. Each team's bullpen has been brilliant tonight. That was the first run in this game since the bottom of the 5th. We're in the 11th. Koenig's 1-2. Checked up on a pitch that was outside. Scott with a good take, 2-2. St. Louis won an extra inning game 2 weeks ago against the Brewers. That was the Arenado walk-off grand slam. 2-2 pitch. Swing ground ball hit to first. Played on a backhand by Rhys Hoskins right next to the bag. He'll take it himself. In time to get Victor Scott. That retires the side. But the Cardinals get their automatic runner home thanks to Paul Goldschmidt. And Helsley will come in to try to cement the win. We go to the bottom of the 11th. 4-3, St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear Truckin' Awesome, want more horsepower in the stable? The Tundra iForce Max is all the truck you need with its electrifying twin-turbo V6. Saddle up the Tacoma TRD Pro. Its segment-first performance seats smooth the shocks when things get bumpy. And the Toyota 4Runner tames the trails when nature plays tough. And that signature power rear window? Oh, yes, sir. Toyota Trucks. Toyota. Let's go places.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Have taken the lead 4-3 as we go to the bottom of the 11th. Brewers need to get the automatic runner Blake Perkins home from second base to extend this game. They've got Contreras, then a pinch hitter Garrett Mitchell moving into the on-deck circle for Gary Sanchez, and then Willy Adames. But they'll all have to face one of the best in the business, the flame-throwing Ryan Helsley. And here's Contreras. First pitch. Swing and a miss. 101-mile-an-hour fastball. Elevated. Helsley with 42 saves this year. Trying for number 43. He's only blown three of them. Good speed at second. The 0-1. Paints. Outside corner. Fastball, nothing in two. Contreras 0 for 3 with a walk. He's actually 0 for 13 the last four games. A rare extended offer for William. 0-2. Breaking ball just missed outside. That is a tough pitch to take. A slider by like an inch off the outside edge. But Contreras, better in the at-bat for it. 1-2. Perkins at second. Helsley ready. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped foul. 101 on the radar gun again. Hits it out of play. 1-2. Well, the Brewers over the last few years have seen a lot of Ryan Helsley. If nothing else, these guys have an idea of what's coming. But hitting it easier said than done. Contreras hoping to battle from behind. The 1-2 pitch at the knees. Strike three called with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Couldn't pull the trigger, and there's a huge first out here in the bottom of the 11th. Couldn't advance the runner to third. That makes the task that much harder for the Brewers to try to get the tying run home. Helsley coming in for Matthew Liberatore, and what a job that left-hander did tonight. In the 9th and the 10th innings, held the Brewers off the scoreboard. Kept this game going each time in doing so. Liberatore is in line for a win. It would be well-deserved if he gets it. He did some good work. So now Garrett Mitchell to pinch hit for Gary Sanchez. And time called. The catcher Herrera is going to go visit briefly, go over the plan of attack against the left-handed hitting Mitchell, who's batting 263. Four homers and 13 driven in. Sanchez had gone 0 for 4. Perkins still at second base in the pitch. Fastball called a strike, 101 miles an hour at the top of the zone. How do you hit this guy? St. Louis, the 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike. That locked him up, a slider. Knee-buckling pitch. It was right down the middle, but you just saw 100-plus miles an hour, and then he spun off a breaking ball. That seems unfair. It's 0-2. Helsley is ready. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with another slider. That one dipped below the knees, but Garrett took a cut, and back-to-back strikeouts for Helsley. So two out, and here comes Willy Adames. Cardinals are an out away from evening the series at a win apiece. Willy is 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Tying run at second base, the pitch. High fly foul, first base side and into the seats, nothing and one. Adames' five-game home run streak in the balance, perhaps. He's not thinking about that right now. Thinking about somehow putting a ball into play against Ryan Helsley. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Wipeout slider. Boy, they just can't touch that pitch. It is devastating. 0-2. Cardinals one strike away. Helsley hoping to strike out the middle of the order in order. 0-2 pitch. Flied into center field. Ciani coming on, goes into a dive. Ciani can't hold on. It was in his glove. It came out as he hit the grass. The tying run scores, and Willy makes it to second base. Unbelievable. It's Willy Adames. He delivers time and again. And it's a double that just hit out of the center fielder's glove to tie the score at four. With two out in the bottom of the 11th inning. Ciani made a great effort. Cardinals will challenge the call of that not being a catch. Alfonso Marquez just made the announcement to the crowd that they've challenged. The ball was in Ciani's glove for an instant. But as he came to the ground and tried to finish the play, the ball popped out. It was in his webbing, and then his wrist kind of turned over when it hit the grass. And it was in that motion of the wrist turning that the ball came free.
Yeah, it was in there for a little bit, and if you're a Cardinals fan, you're probably trying to talk yourself into this, but you have to survive the fall, essentially, right? Complete the catch, so I don't think this gets overturned. I think at the very least it stands, correct?
That's what the Brewers are hoping. You know what? I'm not even going to make a guess.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of wild things with replay. I mean, he catches it, he goes into a slide, then he turns his glove over, and it pops out.
If this is ruled a catch, it is an unbelievable play by Ciani to end the game. Here's the call. Alfonso Marquez just turning on his microphone.
After review, the call is confirmed. It was no catch.
Yeah.
Actually, Alfonso Marquez's mic didn't work, so he had the home plate umpire Lance Barrett make that happy announcement for the Brewers. And how about Willy Adames down to a final strike against the great Helsley? He had to get the game-tying hit, didn't he, the way things have been going?
It had to be Willy. It's always Willy. Clutch as they come, Josh.
All replay reviews brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And now it's Sal Frelick up. Two out, the pitch. Breaking ball low. Did he swing? He did. Says Marquez, the umpire at third upon appeal. Brewers have a chance to win the game now. It's 4-4 in the 11th. Frelick second at bat of the night. He's 0-for-1. The 0-1. Popped foul coming back over the screen. Nothing in two on Sal with Adames at second. I got to tell you, Lane, it looked like nobody would be able to touch Helsley.
And nobody's not named Willy Adames.
That's right. By touch, I mean just even hit the ball. 0-2. Fouled into the mitt of the catcher Herrera. Strike three. 101 miles an hour on the fastball from Helsley. And Frelick gone on three pitches. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody except Willie. But his heroics have sent this game into a 12th inning. Just the second time all year the Brewers will play 12. We're tied at 4 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with DampRid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on DampRid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Cobison Buses. Many retirees are getting their CDL and driving a bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Help the kids in your community. Apply today. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Amazing stretch of baseball from Brewers shortstop Willie Adames continues. What a double. It ties the game with two outs and two strikes against the Cardinals' great closer, Helsley, and it sends us into the 12th, tied at 4, and welcome back Elvis Peguero. Just recalled from the minor leagues. He spent quite a few weeks down in Nashville, and he'll pitch the 12th. Lane Grindle is back on the mic. He's got your play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Josh. Fermin was in this game in this spot. Now Herrera has been catching since Fermin ran for Páez in the 10th. Victor Scott is the automatic runner at second base. Corners are in for the crew. And Peguero's first pitch to Herrera, who's at the plate, is inside. It's 1-0. So Peguero back up there on the mound again for the big league team. Good to have Elvis back. The 1-0 pitch is flied foul and out of play down the right field line. It's 1-1. And the Brewers and the Cardinals going to run through their pitching over the course of this game here tonight. Elvis trying to put up that zero and give the Brewers a chance in the bottom half. And he wheels back towards second. And the runner, Scott, is back on the bag without a throw. Kyle Leahy is getting loose in the Cardinals' bullpen. 1-1 is a swing and a miss. Good slider down low, and it's 1-2. Very good speed at second base for St. Louis. Right-handed hitter at the plate in Herrera. Peguero's 1-2 pitch, and he just got a piece of it and found it straight down into the dirt. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Both of these teams have some parts left on the bench. 1-2 is a chopper foul up the third baseline. It stays at 1-2. Lucan Baker, Matt Carpenter, both left on the Cardinals bench. Brewers have Bowers, Haas, and Monasterio all still available. Brewers only have Joe Ross and Hobie Milner left in the bullpen after Peguero, so they'd like to get a zero from Elvis and try to win this game in the bottom half. Peguero looks at second and the 1-2 pitch. And he almost went around. They said he checked, and they appeal to first. Jeremy Riggs agrees. It's two balls and two strikes on Herrera. Herrera with an open stance in the back of the box. Pagueros 2-2. Just missed. Two-seam fastball. It was outside. Count goes full. 3-2 the count. Herrera will use his timeout and step out of the box. And now climb back in there. You've got Ciani in the on-deck circle for St. Louis. Pagueros 3-2 pitch. Chop foul at the plate again. And we do it again at 3-2. So a good battle going on here between Figueroa and Herrera. 8 pitches into the at-bat. Long hold for Elvis, the 3-2. And he missed down and in with a slider. And he walked him. So Herrera at first, Scott stays at second. And now Michael Ciani is the batter for St. Louis. Ciani 0-for-3, got down a sacrifice bunt back in the 10th. And Cardinals may ask him to sacrifice again. We'll see what they do. They've got first and second and nobody out. Ciani, the number 9 hitter in the order for St. Louis. Ortiz up on the grass, so is Hoskins. And he does square to bunt, pulls the bat back, and he gets all the way back to the backstop. And both runners move up 90 feet, so he didn't have to put down the bunt. It almost hit him. He was able to get out of the way. And it's 1-0 on Ciani, so some trouble here for Elvis now. Wild pitch, charged to Pagueros. And now the entire infield comes in for the Brewers. Scott is at third. He can fly. Pagueros, the 1-0 pitch, missed outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Cardinals could try to stick with Helsley in the bottom half of the inning. He's only gone more than one inning once all season long, but he hasn't pitched in a while. They do have Leahy up, though. 2-0 pitch. Here's a liner into left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Scott is in. Herrera's around third. He will score, and the Cardinals have played it 2 here in the top of the 12th. It's a 6-4 Cardinals lead. So Michael Ciani delivers a 2-run single. And the Brewers will have their work cut out for them now in the bottom half of the inning. As Mason Wynn comes to the plate for St. Louis. Now the thing to remember on this, as Elvis brings home the first pitch, and he caught the inside corner with a slider, it's 0-1, is if the Brewers get out of this inning and it still stands at 6-4, you still have the tying run at the plate to start the inning. Wynn squared to bunt and pulled the bat back and took it low. It's 1-1. You just got to look at the replay of the ball that Ciani hit into left. That's an amazing swing. That ball was down. It's where Pagueros wanted it. And he just somehow got down there and punched it into left. There goes the runner. 1-1 pitch. Is a strike. Throw is going to go into center field. To his feet is Ciani. He's on his way to third. Here comes the throw. Not in time. One ball and two strikes on Wynn, and now another run 90 feet away for St. Louis with nobody out. So Contreras with an E2 as he threw that ball into center on a stolen base attempt by Ciani. So he does get the stolen base, and then the error allows him to get to third. Infield comes back in for the Brewers and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes out Mason Wynn for the first out. So one away, and now Burleson coming to the plate. A lot of work to do to keep that runner at third, and that is a big runner at third. That run matters in the scheme of how the Brewers will want to try to get things done in the bottom of the 12th. First pitch to Burleson is fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. Again, I go back to what we said earlier, 2-run deficit, you still have the tying run at the plate to start the inning. 3-run deficit, it starts to get a lot tougher. 1-1 to Burleson. That's lifted in the air to left field. Churio underneath it makes the catch. Tagging is the runner Ciani. He's going to make it to the plate, and it is a three-run advantage for St. Louis. It's 7-4 Cardinals with two outs now here in the top of the 12th. So a sac fly for Burleson. And the Cardinals finally have been able to put together an inning here. These two teams staring at each other over the course of the last handful of innings. And finally somebody blinked. But do the Brewers have a counterpunch left in them as the first pitch to Nolan Arenado is a slider down and away. And it's 1-0. Brewers will have Hoskins due up to start the bottom of the 12th, followed by Ortiz and Terang. 1-0 pitch from Peguero is in there for a strike with a slider, and it's 1-1. Arenado, 0-4 tonight. He's 0-8 in the series. 1-1. Missed inside with a slider. And it's two balls and a strike. Peguero's 2-1 pitch. Missed down and away with a sinking fastball. Goes to 3-1 on Arenado. Donovan is in the on-deck circle. Cardinals on that bullpen phone out there in the Cardinal bullpen. 3-1 pitch. In there with a strike. Sinker caught the inside edge, and the count is full. It's 3-2. And now Arenado will use his timeout. Been quite a ball game so far here tonight, but right now the Cardinals with a three-run advantage in the top of the 12th inning. Peguero looking in. 3-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Slider caught the very bottom of the zone. Arenado tosses the helmet. He goes 0-5 tonight. Peguero with an ortho ASAP strikeout. We go to the bottom of the 12th. Brewers with some work to do. They trail by three runs. It's 7-4 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on Waiwega cheese.
8 ounce Waiwega cream cheese slices or shreds, 3 for $5 or $1.69 each.
Hot prices on cheese.
Waiwega cheese, all varieties, 3 for $5 or $1.69 each.
I can remember incredible prices on famous Waiwega cheese.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Seven to four, St. Louis. We go to the bottom of the 12th inning here at American Family Field. Reese Hoskins leads off for the Crew. Sal Frelick, the runner at second. Helsley stays on the mound for the Cardinals. First pitch, a slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hoskins 0-3 tonight with a walk. Helsley's only worked two innings one time this year. It was on July 5th. Pitches down low, a swing and a miss, and it's nothing in two. That was in Washington against the Nationals. No balls and two strikes here on Hoskins. The pitch. And he took a slider down and away. 1-2 is the count. He did give up a run. It was the automatic runner in the 10th inning of that one. A couple of hits allowed as well in that two-inning outing. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoskins swings over the top of a slider. He strikes out. Four strikeouts for Helsley out of the bullpen here tonight. And now here's Joey Ortiz. Brewers trying to get a base runner. Get a runner on, and that would get you the tying run to the plate at least. And then a secondary goal, try to run up that pitch count a little bit on Helsley and make sure he's not available tomorrow. Ortiz takes a strike, and it's 0-1. I think it's the command that is just as impressive as the stuff with Helsley. He just does not throw very many pitches out of the zone, and the stuff is so good in the zone that it still has swing and miss stuff. 0-1. Chopper foul into the Brewers' dugout, and it's 0-2 on Ortiz. I mean, he has consistently worked ahead to all of these Brewers hitters. He's been impressive. He's been impressive for a long time, Ryan Helsley. Here's the 0-2. And Joey lines one foul off the netting down the first base line. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Terang is in the on-deck circle. If anybody should reach, it would get to Churio. Two pitch, and he is able to check on a pitch down low. It's 1-2. That was a slider at 91. I mean, think about that. You're seeing fastballs at 101, and then you're getting sliders at 91. 1-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side, foul. That was another slider. That might have been about as good a one as you're going to get to hit. It was a slider right down the middle at 91. And your eyes are all over the place because he can go up with the fastball. He can go down and away with a slider. He can just beat you in the zone with the slider as well. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to third base. Arenado stays down on it. Throws across in time. And there's two away. Ortiz put it in play, but right at Arenado, and Terang will be the last chance for the crew. So can Terang reach and get Churio to the plate and try to make this have some exciting matchup in the bottom of the 12th. First pitch to Terang. Down and in with a fastball at 101. It's 1-0. With the way Churio is swinging the bat right now, Helsley versus Churio in extra innings would be must watch, must listen. Pitch. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. He's overthrown a couple of fastballs a little bit and yanked them down and in. So Terang has the advantage of two balls and no strikes against Helsley, who is up to 26 pitches in relief here tonight. Two teams will finish up tomorrow night with this series. Helsley, high set, and the 2-0 pitch. Hit in the air, left field. This is playable. Nootbaar goes back on it, makes the catch. And the Cardinals will take down the Brewers in 12 innings here tonight by a final score of 7-4. Exciting game. Cardinals finally put together the big inning in the 12th. And they hold on to win it. And this series is even at a game apiece. The winner tomorrow will get the series. Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. And the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, tough one here tonight for the crew. Thought maybe after Pyomps put up the zero in the 10th, the Brewers would find a way to sneak out of here with a victory, but not to be tonight for the crew.
Yeah, the biggest at-bat of the game probably ends up being Sal Frelick trying to score the game-winning run in the 10th. Yeah, Bryce Terang up there with only one out, Frelick at third, and Terang grounded out to the pitcher, and you got the out at home plates. That was the chance the Brewers had. And then after Willy Adames' heroics in the 11th, tied it with an RBI double against Helsley. Elvis Piguero gives up three in the 12th in a 7-4 Cardinals win. Seven runs, nine hits, one error for the visitors. Brewers only had five hits all night in the 12 innings. They score four runs and commit two errors. The win goes to Helsley, well-deserved. He's 7-4 on the season. And Piguero, who was recalled from AAA today, falls to 7-4. They have identical records after Elvis takes the loss. So the rubber match will be tomorrow night. The Brewers late have, over the last 5 days, played about as much baseball as any major league team can. It includes a doubleheader and three extra inning games since Friday. So this is a tired bunch.
Yeah, they didn't need to play three more innings tonight. I mean, they'd like to keep this bullpen a little fresher than they've been able to. 10 games in 9 days, but now you've essentially put another 6 innings into that 10 games in 9 days so far. They won't have an off day coming until Thursday. That's going to do it for our game broadcast here tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow night, though. On Deck Show, Built by Menards, gets underway at 6:05. The game follows at 6:40. Brewers and Cardinals, the finale of this series. Sonny Gray on the mound for St. Louis. Colin Ray will go for the crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh will have the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up right after this. Again, the final score, Cardinals 7 and the Brewers 4 in 12 innings here tonight at American Family Field. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier, and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at WIBiofuels.org.
Tough loss for the Brewers, who battled